into the radio room, so might have to use some more either thin, put some more connectors in with the whatever you call it, the static thingy in the center, or just run it into the house.
Well, if you've got to add coax, you got to add coax. Just cut the RG8X back to where it's not supporting weight anymore and do it from there.
Yep, yep. I'll be close, just not all the way in. And let's see, I just got to fix my ends. I got the wrong support on the wrong ends. I got to reverse those and do some water blasting, sink the poles into the ground. It'll work out in the end.
Get yourself an Alpha Delta Lightning Arrester and put it in as you're where you're doing your junction between skinny and fat coax.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I already got those switches. They're functional now, so.
Yeah, my switches are online. They have been for a while. I've got three of the four coaxes done on the lightning arresters. It's just a case of being lazy and procrastinating to do the fourth.
Yeah. Well, I just haven't had a lot of time to do stuff, so other things get in the way.
You know, I swear I had more time off when I was working full time.
Yeah, I don't know. I got been busy with a lot of family stuff, so. I did get it down during the lightning storm, but I just haven't got it back up. And now I gotta change out the ends.
Keska say change out the ends. Are the ends of the coax or the ends of the antenna?
I gotta swap out the ends for the supports at the end of each line on the antenna. I've just got the wrong ends. I gotta swap them out. I need the longer version up the driveway to get over the top of the house, and the shorter version in the backyard only has the carry tree in the way.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Did you ever get that antenna tuner, the mat tuner?
Yep, it's in the mix. You got.
And you got the Nissi meter as well?
Yep, it's in the mix, so I got to run a power cord for it. That's about it.
Oh, cool. Good. I'm glad that all worked out.
Yep, got all that. I'm looking to get another power cord for my other tuner, as I only have a Kenwood connector, because I had hooked up to the other rig, but I want to hook it up to a separate, a totally different rig, and so I got to get a power cord just to get it lit up so I can use it.
Yeah, that's the drawback of the digital meter. It needs power to work, whereas all of my other ones just need power to light up.
I'm okay for the meter. I got the power source. I just got to get the wiring done. And I got all the wire. But the MFJ I've got was only designed to go on the Kenwood. That's the plug I have. I don't have a regular power plug, which wouldn't be all that hard to do. A pretty common plug that I can use and just wire it into my power supply.
Oh, the MFJ, that plugged into the antenna tuner jack on the Kenwood?
Yeah, I got an adapter for that one. That's all I have, though, is that adapter. I don't have just a straight-up power cord adapter.
Yeah, nothing a good pair of side cutters wouldn't solve.
Yeah. I'm sure I got a couple of plugs around that'll fit it. And then it's just wired it in afterwards. That's no biggie. Standard positive 12 volts. Can't go wrong.
Let's see, 30.74 watts, and SWR 1.15. That's not bad, reflecting 0.12. These are great meters.
Well, I'm excited to play with them. And I'll run the HF mobile on them, and I'm not sure if I'm just probably put the 2000 on the other side. That antenna is totally separate, so the antenna that I'm going to use, probably going to, well, the other one's wired and plugged into the tuner, because I can take up to three antennas into it, the other tuner, the MSJ. So I've got one going in there now. I'm going to put the other one off the wire. So I got the wire, the 5/8. And I might put, like, an end set later.
Well, I've got the 742 going into a triplexer. Go down to one line. That's feeding into the meter on the VHF, UHF side. And the TS-50 is going into the HF side. And I was thinking about getting another one of these meters for the TS-60 and the TS-790, so that everything's got a good meter on it.
Yeah, I've got another meter, just that, analog, excuse me. I've been using that over the years, mostly to make sure I'm tuned up good in the car. It works good. I think I have that on my 220, just 220 right now. Downstairs, but I think I'm going to swap this radio downstairs too, the one I'm on, and bring up the other one temporarily.
Oh yeah. Well, I won't be doing that with the digital meter on the TS-60 right away, because I don't have a good antenna on it right now, so I need the tuner. So I've got the MFJ6 meter tuner on it, which obviously has a cross needle meter on it. But I wouldn't mind getting something up onto the 790, because I've never taken a reading off of it except for off a dummy load.
No, really? Well, maybe you get yourself a good set of meter there. That's one thing I don't have, is a dummy load, other than the dummy operator. I got a dummy operator.
Ah, you gotta have a dummy load. And it's got to be a big one. It's got to be able to take a kilowatt, at least.
I'll maybe look at it down the road. I had a cavity for a long time, but that was for other stuff. Worked well. Liked it very much. But those days are gone. Now we just have radios and junk. Oh, sorry, radios and stuff.
I've got an old MFJ. It's pretty big. I've had it warm, but it's rated at 1.5 kilowatts, and it's good from 1 to 650 megahertz. And yeah, you don't want to be keyed up too long with the high power.
Oh, that's on the that noisy motorbike. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to. Yeah, that would be, that'd suck. But I don't know what I got. I do have an amp for 2 meter sideband, but I don't use it. I don't know why I even had it. Somebody convinced me to buy it at the auto, or at the swap meet that was south of Duncan there 1 year. I used it probably 4 times since I've had it. Right now it's holding up my computer.
Did you say a 2 meter sideband amp?
Yeah, 30 and 160 amp. I think it's a Mirage, if I remember right. Yeah, and sideband That's what I used it on. It worked pretty good. Got into Burnaby, I think 30 over is what I heard. That was a full 160 out.
Oh, that's what Merlin, or not Merlin, that's what Rox needs. He needs himself a amp for the 2 meter sideband.
Yeah, you gotta put 30 into these things. Can't put an inch over either, not 31, has to be 30 or less. But it works well, happy with it.
So it would work fine with, say, 10 watts?
Oh yeah, you wouldn't get the full 160 out. I don't know what the ratio is, but 30 in, 160 out, I would imagine, say, 15 in would be, 75 out, maybe? Or 80 out?
Well, it's better than 10.
Is he only got 10 watts?
According to Merlin. But my fan just came on my 742. I haven't heard that in a while.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just saying my fan came on my 742. I haven't heard that in a while. I think it's trying to tell me something.
Oh, mine tells me something every time I key up. It's going right now as we speak.
Yeah, it's probably because I was on full power on VHF. I just switched over to UHF and put it on medium. Let the radio cool off a little.
Stick my hand under the desk here. Oh, it's a little warm. I'm on UHF. That's the only place I've been transmitting today. However, I'm on high power. Suppose I could go lower. I suppose.
Well, the radio will cool down doing this, switching the band units. You know, one gets warm, fan comes on, go to a different one. Fan will come off while I'm talking.
Oh, nice. Well, how does medium power on my UHF sound?
Sounds flawless. Same as high.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, we won't use... I don't know how much power that is. Medium power? I haven't a clue. I just know that talking here first thing in the morning always gets my signal out while checking in.
Are you on the 741?
Yes, that's what's in the room right now. But I'm going to swap it out. Put it down the stairs.
Well, mine on medium is registering 10.09, which is, I believe, right where it's supposed to be.
Well, this one's probably roughly the same. I just figured to put it down there. One, it's cooler. Two, I'm going to use it at home, so I might as well use it downstairs where it's cooler. I'll bring up the second and do 20 here and run my, actually when it goes downstairs, I'll have a new radio here to play with for a while and get used to before my software shows up.
There we go. Found my original paper 742 manual, and I'm going to look up the wattage specs on UHF. I think it's 10. I'd be happy if it was 10 because that's what I'm transmitting.
Oh, nice. Who else? Do we know anybody else friends on the air with these radios? I know Joe has a couple, but I don't think he uses them.
No, you and I are the only ones I know of that are running these anymore.
Oh, that sucks. They're good radios.
I could not agree more. Probably one of the best ones they've ever made.
I think so, too. Yeah. I gotta go find something to infest my lungs with. I'll be back. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray mic.